Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Saturday AM Live. Mama, Andrea Shipman, Andrea, how do you pronounce it?
Andrea. That works. I know who I am. Yeah, it's okay now. Oh, my goodness.
Of course you know who you are because you are a mom of 12. And if you don't know, if any parent doesn't know who you are after, you know, the normal, what is it? I think the statistics are 2.5 or something kids. And you kind of went above and beyond that call of duty with 12. And you have a few grandkids today, right?
Just a few. 22 and counting. The latest are the twins that are due in December. So that's exciting. Yeah. But no, for years my name was Mom, 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 Mom.
So. That's awesome.
I love it. I love it. I'm blessed. You know, you were talking about being a firefighter earlier, and a lot of parenting, I think, is really like, oh, I wish I had this routine you just settle into, but it's firefighting. Trust me. You have the adrenaline. You have the urgent things that throw off the everyday, this was my plan, Dad, you know, no. And a lot of the urgent is the firefighting. Like, why didn't you get that done today? Well, honey, this happened, and this, and this, and this, and then after that happened. Yeah, no, it's just, and you can't beat yourself up. That's just part of the adventure of life.
Well, you know, and that's the thing, and there are so many parallels to being a volunteer firefighter like I am and what I got to experience yesterday. 54 weeks, we have not had a structure fire in our small town. The averages are 3 to 4, whether it's a barn, an outbuilding, a home, or whatever. We had actually two back-to-back, one on Thursday and then one yesterday. The one on Thursday was just a short and a bathroom fan and a little bit of smoke up in the attic, and not a big deal at all. But to go 54 weeks is huge because we knew something was going to happen eventually. But I think what you just said, the parallel, our motto for our little department, if it's hurting, broken, or burning, we're here to help. Much like being a parent, you go from crises to crises, especially in those younger years that anybody who's been a parent or been around kids or infants, you're sitting in a church service or you're in a movie, not so much a movie per se, but you're sitting in an event and you hear a baby start crying and you're like, if you're not a parent, that just completely, you know, starts sending chills up and down your spine. You're like, do something. But if you are, you're a little more compassionate. You have a little more sympathy. You're like, oh, yeah, I remember that, or I'm going through that right now, but at least it's not my child. And you don't go into that firefighter mode of trying to deal with the crisis. One quick story that I remember, and I want to open up the lines. I want to encourage people. When it comes to Nikin Wellness Home, years ago, when people asked me what I did for an occupation, or if they didn't ask and I asked them, and I reciprocated by saying, you know, I asked you, one of the things that I enjoy in my occupation of, I actually have two, but I always say lead off with first, I used to use the word wellness, and even though that's a popular word, a lot of people, they misinterpret what you're saying. They keep me that look of like, what do you mean by that? So I quit saying that, and I just simply now, I get to I network or I align myself with a Japanese research and development company.
Wow.
And that sounds a little more, it sounds a little more intriguing. And I simply said, as an individual, as a husband, as a father, I align myself with a company that spends a lot of time and resources on researching, developing solutions that we get to use in our home. And then, you know, they think it's high tech, and we really don't even go there. But my point is this, Andrea. A few years ago, I remember Stacy and I were awarded because of our efforts that year of being part of the Team Kaizen. And Bob, Ben, Ben and Kim Woodward were part of that group, and he was transitioning from Nikon Corporate to the field to be one of us as a consultant. And I said to him, I know being a parent, a new parent at that time of seven for Kim, I said, I'm sure she's looking forward to this cruise. And he said, you know, Vance, she really is. Matter of fact, just a couple days ago, she went to the restroom to relieve herself and sat down. And the second she sat down on the commode, our 18-month-old came running in screaming and crying and climbed up on top of her lap and was whining in her, 18-month-old, verbiage or vocabulary at the time, that the older sibling had done something to cause this emergency. And Ben shared the story, and he said, Kim just sat there and cuddled her, and within seconds, the child fell asleep, fast asleep, and Kim started crying herself, saying, I just wanted to pee.
I used to say, guys, this is not my office. I just want to take a bath. Because we had one bathroom, and that was it. And, of course, Mom is, in demand. Yeah. So it doesn't matter what time or how I try to time it. It would be like, I need something. Pound, pound, pound on the door. Yeah. So we won't go into detail, but it's either me or the use of the other unit in the room. So it's been an adventure. I love it, though. I really do. I'm so blessed. There's days it's like, are they getting this? The neat, taking this back to Nikon products, though, a lot of them are non-thinking things. It's just something we do. We put our shoes on. It's got our insoles in it. We sleep, hopefully, and we sleep better than the average person with the sleep system. You drink water. Normal, you take a shower. And so when you have to run out and chase that fire, sometimes literally, maybe you forgot your water bottle, but you have other technologies at work for you, Vance. As we that are blessed with the Nikon products, we didn't have to think about it too much, and that's awesome. Because I forget stuff. It's like, oh, I should have done this. I should have, had a green drink. I should have, I didn't have my protein. But I put my shoes on. I did sleep on my Nikon bed. I took showers, my Nikon water. That's huge, that we don't have to constantly remember everything. It's better if we do,
trust me, Andrea, I know what you're saying, because I wish I could have had a video camera, although you don't want to see the video of it, but I can tell you what a firefighter goes through in their mind to prepare for the day in a moment, in seconds, when seconds count. But I remember, and this will touch your heart, I think, and then I want to open up the line for Q&A, because I know there's several people that really want to ask you some questions. I'm hoping, anyways. And if they don't, I'll ask you more questions, because I've got lots. But I asked Addie, our 9-year-old, as I was literally pulling on my my shirt, because you don't run out the door. I mean, I guess you can, but it's about professionalism, and there are going to be people driving by a structure that's on fire, and there were several, and if you're not wearing the shirt that identifies you as a firefighter, they're not going to think less of you, because you got all the bunker gear and all that stuff on. But I yelled up to Addie, she was upstairs, and I said, hey, Goose, can you quickly grab Daddy's MagFlex. I left it laying in the bathroom, because I knew that if this is going to be what I think it is, I knew I could rely on that to give me that extra strength in my upper body to do what I need to do today. And all of us should remember these are even if you don't have a back issue, I encourage you to wear one. Because especially if you're, And here's the takeaway, is that she tossed it down to me, and then she came down the stairs, and as I was pulling out, my window of my truck was down, and she's waving at me, and she said, "Do good, Daddy, do good." And I just sat there and went, this kid, this 9-year-old, is encouraging me to do what I'm about to do. And we all can take that to heart, that we have as parents, as grandparents. And again, if you don't have kids nearby, you're making an impact. And these products allow us to do that in a way that we really can. And we may not do all the different things that other people do, but having, just as you just said, Andrea, having the insoles in our shoes, having the bracelets on our wrists, having a necklace on our neck, wearing the sports socks, wearing, you know, all the different things that we normally can do. And yes, it may be an investment over time to add these to our personal, you know, PPE, our personal protective equipment that we go into life with. But especially as parents, I really want to encourage people to ask questions, because I'm going to stop talking. And Andrea, I'm going to encourage you to do the same. And let's see if people will push *6 on their phone line and ask questions like, what would you do in this situation? What would you suggest? Because 9 times out of 10, we've probably encountered this as parents, that, hey, we do this. But I think you used the word, it's second nature. It's just, you just do it. You utilize the Niken products because that's what we should be doing, rather than, you know, I'll give you one quick example and then I'll stop, I promise. Our middle daughter, because she didn't drink much water during her teenage years, and she's getting ready to turn 18 this next week, but that was always the first thing we always asked her. When she got a headache, and she got them regularly, we said, "Did you drink any water yet today?" "No." I just looked at her and said, "Okay, don't complain then." And that may have been, you know, looked at as mean by some people, but I don't know what else to say.
No, I hear my older children now ask each other that, or ask me. Have you had your water? How much water have you had today? And it's rather amusing, you know, that after all the years of me being the one saying, hey, did you, or have you, or could you, they're the ones that have picked up on it now. It's our normal. You know, just like having the seat pads in our vehicle. We do a lot of traveling, and I'm so thankful for the seat pads. But you know what? We were at a rest area. Convenience store, fueling up or whatever we were doing there, and somebody noticed my CPAP in the vehicle next to me, and it stirred up a conversation. I mean, I'm thankful to have it for me, but there it is, and somebody saw that, and so it was kind of fun. But that's part of our normal. Of course we have the CPAP. You know, if it gets taken out because they're vacuuming out the vehicle, it's like, where's my CPAP? I keep this doesn't feel right to sit there without it. So because that's our normal. So maybe
No, let's open it up. I think a couple people, it sounds like, have demuted their line. Question for Andrea. This is a mom of 12, and you said 22 grandchildren and a set of twins on the way.
Yes, sir. It's funny how that happens. Yeah.
Questions?
It's real quiet out there.
Again, *6 on your phone will demute your line. And usually what happens is, a star, by the way, is a little asterisk that's in the lower left-hand corner of any phone.
We have shy people out there this morning. Welcome. I'm a shy person.
Morning, Dan.
Good morning. Go ahead.
My question is, how do you tell your grandchildren who think they don't need breakfast in the morning that it is an important thing to have before they start their day?
Sometimes I still work on that with my older ones that have busy schedules. And sometimes I forget, too. Not because I don't think it's important, but I'm so busy, I don't have time for that. Do they live with you, or do you see them in the morning?
They're nearby. They're within distance and phone distance.
Okay. I would try to make it a fun thing or a cool thing to at least get smoothies. Have some protein and some frozen fruit and a blender. And bam, call them crazy names. It's funny, over the years, all the meals, we were just talking about this the other day. I said, one day I actually did this, how many meals I had to schedule and plan over the years, and they always wanted a name for it. So if you could make up some smoothies, have them try it, and create a name for it, maybe they could transition into something like that instead of stop, cook, eat, even popping something into the nuclear unit, zap. They don't even do that. And most of them have sugary things, and that's just like a high and then a drop. So if they could get something like that, and it's like trying to run your car without gas. You're not going very far. And if you want to be a genius, I don't know what age group we're talking about here, it's kind of like when my kids found out that listening to classical music can help them to learn better. My kids that I thought would never intentionally turn on classical music were playing it because they wanted to get it. So if you can think of a way that's going to touch their buttons and make it cool, it is astounding that they're going to not only do it, but they're going to teach their siblings and their friends. I'm like, hey, I got this. Yeah. And they're going to want that. I'm not saying this is the super cure, but, when we appeal to a young person with facts and figures, that doesn't always grab them. In fact, that can make them go, ugh. And it's like, and even us as adults, we know what to do and we don't always do it. So love them and just, try to come up with, kind of, to make it kind of fun and cool. And, hey, Grandma's got this, and call it some amazing, the power drink or something, just something that's going to go, ooh, cool. And you might be surprised, and then kind of leave it alone for a while. And you're just like, hey, want another one of those? Maybe a month later. And, Mom, we're going to get this in the house. Mom, we've got to do this. Because I want to be, cool. I want to be a genius. whatever. Just dripping hints or tips like that they're going to get, kind of a sales pitch kind of a thing. But to make
Andrea,
it fun.
Why protein?
Go ahead.
Why protein?
Our protein, I'm a researcher, and I've looked at ingredients, and oh my goodness, this is going to affect every area of their body, their brain, everything, and keep them going. It's for us adults, this is the message from you too, this is going to give you that energizer bunny. This is going to, it's not a buzz. It's not it's not a monster drink or whatever they've got out there that's really fast for you. It's just like phenomenal. It's quick. You can be drinking it on the way to where you're going, and it really is something you can do quickly. That's been my biggest go-to.
I would disagree with what you just said. It's not a buzz. It's not a monster. It's not a Red Bull. It's not a coffee, and yet it is, because when we treat our brains with what our brains want to have,
right,
easily digestible protein. And folks, I know that if you're new to Neekan, or you're listening to this and you're thinking, I this is a sales pitch. Well, I'm going to put on the sales pitch hat now and tell you, I feel as if I'm cheating when I use the Neekan Vital Balance powder because it was not developed for weight management or weight loss. It was developed for brain development. And that's what Nikan went to the researchers and said, we have got to... Yes, it was about selling a product, okay? They're not stupid. But it was about, we have got a rise, statistically, of Alzheimer's, dementia, of people that are treating their bodies less than we should, especially young people. Our daughters love the shake, all three of them, 20, almost 18, and 9. They absolutely love it. However, I'll tell you, this summer, the youngest has taken to making her own breakfast, which is usually a whole grain bagel with cream cheese on it. Andrea, what's wrong with a bread product, even whole grain at that, with cream cheese for breakfast? What's wrong with that?
Oh no, that's fine. That's been our years ago. That was our Sunday morning go-to because nobody had to cook. Slap it on, everybody gets one, and get in the van. And you know, that's, but it's not complete like our Vital Balance is. And again, I said I've researched ingredients. Ours is perfect. Did I say that out loud? You know, I really didn't, have not found anything to even knee jerk with in our ingredients. I am just, oh, I can't tell you how happy I am with the Vital Balance. I like to throw a frozen banana in there, and then it makes it real smoothie. But if you don't have time for that, just, you know, do what you can and get it in your body, because your body's going, I'm happy now. Yes, let's go. So good stuff. Yes?
It is good stuff. And I would point out, if you don't have time, and I'm not trying to be mean here or ill-spirited, we need, especially as Americans, we need to figure out ways to make time. Other cultures, an average Japanese person outside of a major city in Japan, they eat an average of 110 different food items per week.
Oh.
Yeah. How on earth do you do that? Well, they make time. They figure out, they decide to treat their bodies with a little bit of respect and put in them what should be going in there, rather than saying, oh, I'm so busy, you know. We need to get unbusy. We need to, you know, change things around. And we could go on and on. There was one other thought that popped into my mind when you were talking about the benefits of the Vital Balance. And when it comes to parenting, if we just covered that with the Nikan Solutions, and showing and teaching our children, our grandchildren, how easy and how fun it is to throw some ingredients, some almond milk, some cashew milk, even water, into a blender, put half of a frozen banana or... I would encourage a lot of people that I've come to learn, and kids, the same way. I used to have a contest. We used to have a contest to see how many ingredients we could add. So that really kind of negates the benefit. If you start filling the blender with every type of berry known to man, my record was 17. That, I know that that's ridiculous. 17 other ingredients. I was throwing kale in there. I threw spinach. And, you know, we don't, yeah, it's really good when you start thinking, and it becomes sludge. It's not a smoothie. It's like concrete that's about ready to set up. And they're eating it with a spoon. And they're like, Daddy, this is great. And some type of brown color. But we really don't have to go that extreme.
No. Throw a scoop of Jay Greenstein's in there and call it frog in a blender. my kids love that name. I try to make them
fun.
Because when they're having fun, they don't realize what's good for them. You know, that's what I'm really trying to get across to you. And that went for school or for homeschool or for nutrition. And then they started doing things. They put Jane Greenstein's, one of my daughters, right under her tongue, dry. You know, it's like, okay, I'm going to get it better. I don't even need water. I'm just going to go here. And it'll absorb, and I read this. And, yeah, So sometimes they go, they'll take it and run with it. And you're sitting there going, hey.
I love that you said she had told you, I read this, teaching the next generation to go ahead and research it. The art, the pop culture today is just Google it. It's all the information's
right
out there, and it's amazing what you can find in a matter of seconds. We don't have to go find an encyclopedia or the periodicals. We don't have to go to the public library. We just Google it, and the research is there. What are the benefits for putting healthy or unhealthy things under your tongue? And it's amazing when people will take a few seconds to research that, especially with the Jade Green stuff. So other than when it comes to dietary things and the Nikan Wellness Home products, what other questions are out there that Andrea might be able to answer?
I have a question.
Go for it.
All right. So I know that your ninth-born child was a perfect child, and so I was wondering what it was like to have a perfect child in your home. Oh, my word. This is my ninth-born child calling in. At first, I'm like, what? Who is... I know that voice. Yes. Oh, too precious. Each one of my children has their own precious gifts and abilities, and I wouldn't want to be without any of them. Of course, my youngest would say that I finally reached perfection and I quit, but aren't they all special? Now, this ninth-born child was also the one that said, Mom, you need to suggest to Vance that he has young people come on so that people can know this is not... How did... lady that just called in, what, how did you phrase that? Rachel, are you there?
What was the question?
You were saying that young people should call in and give it from their side on a positive slant from growing up as a Nikan kid.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mom. Right there. You said it. Well, I think a lot of young people think that health is only for older people, and prunes and stuff like that is what they do, and so I'm healthy because I feel good right now. And what us younger kids didn't realize is that we didn't really get sick when we were younger. I mean, like, hardly ever. And then when we got in our teenage years and we started getting sick because we made our own food choices and health choices, then we realized what Mom was doing when we were younger was what was keeping our bodies from fighting off sickness and all that jazz. And now we're the ones that tell her, hey, Mom, you know, the reason why you didn't perform so good yesterday is because you didn't have your protein so we inform her now of how she needs to be. I remember one thing. When I was younger, I have always been a wild sleeper. So I would throw all my pillows to our door. I'd end up on the other side of the room. Who knows how I got there? I don't know. My mom would put the Nikan pad on my bed, and I would stay in the same position and sleep all night long. So I always picked it about, she would pray real quick for us, and then she would just say, hey, put this Nikan on your tummy. So she just trained it into us, and we didn't realize how blessed we were.
Rachel, if I can, since you told your mom what Vance needs to do, I'm going to put you on the spot, since you're the one that suggested it, and you are the perfect child. One of the things, my parents were foster parents, and my mom only had three ground rules whenever there was kind of this incoming child speech that were coming into our home. And there wasn't a ton. We didn't have a ton of foster siblings. We had quite a few, and I'd say probably a half a dozen single parents that lived with us during a transition time, whether they went through a divorce or whatever the case may be. But when it came to mom's involvement for them as the parent role, that she took. She said there are only three ground rules for you living here, and I think things will be a success if you just abide by these. And she always did them in this order, and it was hilarious that we as a family, we go to church on Sunday, so you're going to church with us. The state of Oregon law dictates that you go to school on school days, so you're going to school. And then third and final, until you're 18 and you can make proper food choices, I'm going to help you make food choices.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. So, Rachel, would you, looking back over your perfect childhood, would you say were some in and I don't know what age Nikan entered the picture for you, but looking back over that, would you say that your mom steered you in the right direction, as it sounds like you're now parenting your parents on days that she forgets?
Yes, I would say she did. My mom did make my food choices when I was younger. She did say, like, I wouldn't make you eat something that I knew was terrible. And she would always, us kids would, when we were, like, in grade school type age, we would look at other kids that were, like, 4 or 5 years old, and the parents were going, well, what do you want to eat, honey, off the menu? And we were just shocked because we're like, no, Mama would get us something nutritious and had good flavor and be like, we're going to thank the Lord and we're going to eat this and we're going to be happy and all that kind of stuff. And we would eat it and we ate everything off our plate except for mushrooms. Sorry, that is not
true. I didn't eat mushrooms, yeah. So.
Thanks, Mom. But we grew up for, like, what Mom always said, what you do as a child, whether it's what you play or what you eat, anything, you will do when you get older. And I didn't believe that when I was younger, but I do now. And now we choose, no, Mom, we don't want that. We need a salad so bad. Like, we're lacking energy, so we knew. Because Mom taught us that we needed greens and protein. So.
And Rachel, you are how young today?
I am a lovely 25-year-old.
She's adorable.
Well, hey, are there? Well, Rachel, if you wouldn't mind staying on the line, we've got time for any other questions. I'm hoping. I know they're out there, but people sometimes are shy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, please feel free to ask anything. I've been, you know, kind of, I don't chew my fingernails, but, you know, kind of mentally chewing my fingernails about this Q&A thing. So let's get it over with. Come on. If you have a question, just don't be shy. Ask. I don't have to answer it, but go ahead and ask. I probably would.
Let me just throw this out. Somebody can interrupt me at any point to ask. Food, I think we've covered that one. The other essentials of life, as you mentioned, Rachel, sleep, putting the Nikan sleep pad on your bed. I can imagine that had Nikan been there at the very beginning for you, Andrea, 12 twin side sleep systems, that's a pretty significant investment. And yet, I look at it the same way with only three daughters. Yes, it was a significant investment. And as they've grown older, what are they wanting to take with them to college? We're leaving in a couple weeks to take our second, our middle. And that was what we started planning on. Hey, do we have an extra twin-size comforter? You know, so these are acquisitions. Okay, what are they going to do for water? Well, they're in a dorm site type facility, so they can't really take the Nikan shower head because that's going to become the more popular shower head in a, you know, when you've got all girls on a floor, that's the shower that people are going to discover, like, man, that one's better, and then I'm going to be replacing the filter every month, and do I want to do that? So, yeah, we're going to figure out a different way for that. It sounds like we've got somebody on the line that wants to ask a question, or at least they've muted their line.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I think I know the answer, but there's so much concern about anxiety and depression with young people, and every age, but especially our young. So I wondered if Andrea or Rachel could address that, and relative to using Meek, and if you've run into that and been able to help folks with it.
On a mission level, you know, something I'm noticing, of course, we have, there's spiritual issues too, but on the nutritional and mission level, a lot of kids are just bombarded with electronics and the electromagnetic garbage that, you know, you could open up one of your devices and see how many Wi-Fi signals if you live in town are coming through your walls. So this is definitely having a brain-disturbing effect. If they're watching creepy movies, watching the news, spending a lot of time on Facebook and all the other social media stuff, it really messes with their minds. But one of the things years ago, which I thought was phenomenal, and Vance, I don't know if you remember this story, but somebody had a little boy that just would have fits, and the only thing he liked to do, and he was very young, was hug his clock radio. And that actually, as soon as they took that not only away from him, but got electronics out of the bedroom at night, he was sleeping amazingly well, and they just couldn't believe the difference. It was just like, that's it. He didn't need drugs. They just took the electronics out. Of course, we've got the grounding mat now, which, you know, Vance could tell you how that works. You know, I know even my dogs, because it's not a placebo effect, my dogs will gravitate towards making products. They want to be on the seat pad. They want to be on the bed that has Nikon, because they know they feel better. I talk to my dogs. No, not really. But the effect that, you know, getting some insoles, getting the cool looking necklace, things like that to help balance from all the electronic trash that's coming into our bodies. And at very young ages, it's really kind of disturbing to see, you know, toddlers holding parents' smartphones or cell phones because of what that's doing to them. And take it away. It disturbs the brain. It disturbs their learning abilities. You know, like I said, I'm a researcher. I look at all this stuff. I'm going, wow, take that away, because mine did not grow up with any of that stuff. I'm not happy that we've got it now, but it's kind of one of those, well, we've got it. But we still don't have video games in the house. We don't have a lot of constant electronic stuff going. Does that make sense? It's almost like it's a constant. Parents and grandparents have been used as a babysitter, literally. And it's like, well, at least they're quiet. And they put them on the phone. They give them iPads in school. They've got constant, like literally physically touching and holding a cell phone. Dennis Williams, I've seen videos of him where you just hold the cell phone and how it zaps your energy. Just putting it in your hand, much less looking at it or doing anything on it. You know, just touch a few buttons and you're zapped. It's just... Am I making any sense? Talk to me.
Yes, absolutely. Resounding. And as a parent or as a grandparent or as an authority figure, stop apologizing for taking something away that statistically the research is out there and it's proven we are destroying the next generation. I don't know how else to say it. And call me mean or ill-spirited. You can call me whatever you want. We are destroying the next generation by not addressing what Rachel and what Andrea have brought up and have discussed. By not forcing or not encouraging our young people to eat right, to start their day with the right nutritional elements, by not making them go to bed, by not withdrawing from FOMO, as Dennis Williams taught me, the fear of missing out, that we always have to have a device, we always have to be up on the news, we always have to, we don't. We're the only culture in the world today that is really, I know in Asia, especially in the big cities, technology is huge, it's raging, it's what drives them. But look at how they've shifted. Take one country, as in like Japan, for example. Look at the life expectancy. Look at the quality of life, how it's deteriorated in the last 20 years from what it used to be. And these are people that they know, but they're offsetting a lot of the negativity by what they're putting in their body, because there's still a culture that's rich in you know, fruits and vegetables, especially vegetables, and easily digestible protein like fish. So again, but I don't want to go into that. You bring up a really beautiful question, and I really appreciate that, because it's our job as adults. And if we don't simply say, you know, we're going to go away from that. We're going to steer towards actually quality interaction. And I'm pointing the finger right back at myself, because we've been just as guilty as that.
Yeah.
And last Sunday, we purposely chose as a family to have our last outing before our oldest went back to university. And we went to a place where there is no Wi-Fi. There is no self-service. There is nothing. We had our phones to take pictures of this beautiful, beautiful area. And upon leaving the park, a young couple was walking in, and I just started laughing out loud, and our two oldest looked at me like, "Daddy, what are you doing?" And I said, I couldn't say anything as this young couple passed by us, and the female was complaining about two things. There's just so many people here, and there's no cell service. What are we going to do?
Oh, mercy.
Dan?
Yes. Go ahead.
I believe mental clarity is also really good for depression.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is.
Here's another thing. Three of my children just got back from Texas. We went down there to get them, and they went. We were just blessed and honored to be part of a 3-week intensive. It was like a semester college course of music. And theory and all kinds of stuff. Just stuff packed full of morning till night study, et cetera. And my youngest daughter said, "Mom, can I take your water bottle?" She was one of the few young people at that school to not get sick with a head cold. And all she had, the only Neepin product that I'm aware of that she had brought down with her was my water bottle. So,
and Andrea, let me ask you. It's the summertime, okay? It's August. It was July when this event took place. Why on earth would they get cold in the summertime?
I believe the intense schedule. They have very nutritious food. They were very, very blessed with that. But and there's possible bacteria or mold in the dormitories where they stayed. But it was happening. And, you know, the excitement, they're up to early morning. Curfew was 10, but they stayed up, some of them, till 11:30 at night. Just kind of, deprogramming or shutting down after the intensity of the day. But it happened. Yeah. And so she was really excited. Yeah, she had brought me a note, said, "Hey, let him know this." You know, it's like, and so that's kind of fun, a little side story. And even the curling iron that tried to melt the bottle, did I say that out loud? It only made cosmetic damage. so worth it. So
the other two letters that come to mind to answer my question would be A and C, air conditioning. Anywhere in the civilized world that we live in the warmer months, there's going to be air conditioning, and unless you're in a clean environment like a research facility or a hospital, but even hospitals, they have those things called staph infections, so I don't know how clean they are. We don't have to live in fear, folks. We really don't. But we can control the environment and what we're doing. And water, something as simple as a sports bottle, keeping the throat and the lungs, and not so much the lungs, but the body hydrated, can literally be a first line of defense for sickness.
Excellent point. I know they said one of the rooms, they said, you know, I didn't think I needed to bring a jacket to Texas in the summertime, but the main room they were in would get quite chilly. So there's definitely a point to that. So, in fact, I know one lady that in Florida that has had to leave her house now. She's become allergic to her house because of what was in the air conditioning ventilation system. So, and she doesn't have me. Maybe talk to her.
Yeah. and just keep praying, folks, on that note. Keep praying that Nikan will be able to continue doing the research and development to secure a really good whatever type of air system it may be. These are a significant investment. However, we spend the bulk of our time in our home, and we've all heard the stories of children and adults, both, and grandparents, elderly, who have their life completely turned around by a Nikan air unit. And so just keep praying. And if you don't believe in the power of prayer, do it anyways. because it could happen, and it could be. I would like to finish our conversation, finish this chat this morning, and I really appreciate those of you who did step up and ask questions, and others may have thought, well, I just didn't have any questions, or whatever the case may be. Andrea, again, is not an expert. I'm sure Rachel would disagree and say she is an expert, Mom, and you know.
Yep.
She's tackled. but Rachel, I'm going to put you on the spot and just ask you a question. Would you and your siblings, a couple, you don't have to gather all 11 of them, but do you think you guys would be open to doing a call like this and answering questions? I'm just sharing your story, because you would probably have quite a few stories of how Nikan impacted your life. Would you guys be open to that?
Yeah, I think they would. I mean, I speak for everybody because all of the kids at home are on the line right now. So I would think they'd be open to it.
Okay, well, good. Well, we'll put a comma on this conversation and we'll make that happen. So, again, folks, I want to remind you, if you know somebody that you think that you feel, or maybe you really don't know, but you're just going to go for it anyways, it's not going to hurt. The worst they can say is not no. You know, if you ask the question, hey, have you ever thought about introducing Nikan Wellness Solutions to your life, or as a parent or a grandparent, because I heard some things on this conference call, the worst thing they can say is not no. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the worst thing they can say is, oh man, why didn't you call me or text me last week? That's the worst thing they can say, because I already hooked up with this, or I just invested $4,000 in this water machine that's supposed to, you know, do everything, do my laundry, allow me to wash my decks without using any solvents, you know, blah, 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 blah. And yes, I am attacking a particular water company, because it's not all that. It's a very, very expensive water unit that I think is not a good use of our finances. And we have several people, dozens of people in Nikan today who have both the waterfall and this particular unit. And they said, man, our waterfall, our $300-some investment into this gravity-fed system can run circles around what we spent over $4,000 on. So let's just be wise with our finances and be good stewards. But if you know somebody, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. Go down to the 2019 recordings, and Steve will get this conversation posted there, and take advantage of it. And Rachel, I know you know how to drive a device, a cell phone, so I would appreciate it, excuse me, I would appreciate it if you can take a selfie of you and your mom and maybe the others that are there and get that
mercy
to me. Okay. Hey,
good morning, Vance.
Yes, good morning, Sandra.
Good morning. I as the owners of one of those $4,000 units, I just can't, in all fairness, be quiet now. I was trying to be quiet earlier. But Al and I invested in one, and I want to report how happy we are that for the last week and a half, while we've been having trouble with the faucet at our sink, and that unit is incapacitated, we haven't missed a beat because our Neakin water system is working well, and that's what we drink anyway. So there are things that can happen that don't allow us to use what we were using, but like that commercial says, for Timex watches, something might take a licking, but Neakin keeps on ticking.
I love it. Yeah, it's the same thing with
Vance,
the bed. Some people have spent this fund to $14,000 bed.
Okay, hang on one second, Candy. Hold that thought. Yeah, and it's, yeah, again, you
in
can go on and on.
Sandra, but... when you get a chance.
Yes, okay. Okay, hang on one quick second. Again, thank you, Andrea. Thank you, Rachel. Specifically,
thanks
Rachel,
for having
because
us. Thank you.
You were the extra whipping cream and cherry on top of this wonderful Sunday that took place on Saturday.